Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the interview show for WP Plugins, AtoZ.com. And with me is Martin Stewart from Korg Design, here to talk about a couple of the plugins that they've designed or they've created for WordPress. And I know for sure one of them that we reviewed back in episode, I believe it was three. What was that episode again? 354. And that's for the Woohoo WooCommerce Customizer plugin. And we may have reviewed the minimum featured plugin, though I don't recall it. But if not, I will put it back in the queue. Welcome to the show, Martin.
Hi there, John. How's it going?
It's going good. Nice and sunny out here in Western Canada right now, at least for another day or so.
Nice.
It's doing quite nice. And so can you tell us a little bit about your plugins? I noticed when I was going through your website that you actually have three WordPress plugins.
I do, yeah. I've got the minimum featured image size one. I've got the Woohoo for customizing WooCommerce, and also another one for adding in a kind of a visual sitemap to your site. So, I mean, the minimum featured image size pretty much does what it says on the tin. You can set up a minimum size that you want for any of the kind of featured image sizes that you've associated with custom post types or just the normal blog post. With the Woohoo customizer, it's just got lots of different options to customize your WooCommerce shop. So if you want to change all the various things within the shop, hopefully the Woohoo can kind of provide you with the option to do that. The other one, which is the visual sitemap, just pretty much does what it says on the tin. So if you want to add a page, set up the sitemap, then you can kind of show a visual sitemap of all your various pages and the kind of the hierarchy of them.
Right. Okay, well, let's jump to the minimum featured image one, because that one there, it's like I don't recall reviewing it. Maybe Marcus did. But
right.
Tell me a little bit of the advantages. I noticed that it also allows you to set a minimum feature size for your custom post types too. How does this help out a developer in a website?
Yeah, I mean, the reason that I made the plugin was one of the client websites where we were having a problem with people uploading images that were too small, basically. So came up with the idea of the plugin to kind of force people who are using the site, from the kind of the back end,
right,
to only upload an image which is actually going to display correctly on the website. The original plugin, it just did that just for the actual blog posts, not for any kind of custom post types. Mm-hmm. And I got some feedback from some of the users that said, can we add in the custom posts, that functionality, can we add that in? So that was added in a while ago, which means that you can, any kind of custom post type you've got set up, you can vary what the minimum size is for the featured image. So that includes things like WooCommerce, sort of gallery images and that sort of thing. So it's just really useful if you're having problems with some of the images that your admin users or people who are using your site are uploading. Hopefully this plugin can kind of help you out with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I was thinking about, and it dawned on me, so when you're setting the sizes in this plugin here, it looks like you can set the minimum width and the minimum height. So if they, for example, you've got your demo here, or you're on the WordPress page, it says 1,200 and 1,000. Say that they tried to upload a 1,200 by 900. That's when they'd get the error?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way the plugin works, you've got a couple of options that you can set it up. So whenever the user tries to upload the image, just using the normal kind of image gallery, a little bit of Ajax goes off in the background, and then it checks to see that image size is actually going to meet the requirements. If it doesn't, it just disables the update button or the publish button on the post itself. Mm-hmm. The other option is that you don't use the Ajax call, and it's only when the user tries to actually publish the page itself, the post itself, in the background, the plugin is checking to see if that image is going to meet the size requirements. And if it doesn't, it then puts the post back to draft and displays a little kind of message just warning the user that you know, the image they're trying to upload wasn't big enough, basically.
Excellent. And just for so a little bit of clarity for me, because this is kind of a big useful thing. It's like I never aware of it. I got clients, I build a site, and there's sometimes an oddball featured image size, and they'll upload an image that might have the right width or close enough, but it does it size them down accordingly, create it from this, or is this the minimum size image that's going to be there, or does it work in what I'm looking for is proportion? Does it work for the proportionally sized smaller featured images?
No, so basically if you were to set an image size that was say like 800 by 600 mm-hmm. and you tried to upload something that was 800 by 400, that would fail. So basically it's got to meet both you know, the width and the height requirements for it to pass the kind of validation on it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give this one a good experiment because I'm pretty sure I didn't review it. Must have been something Marcus did. All right, well, let's step on to your other plugin here, the Woohoo Lite. I do recall Marcus was the one that actually reviewed this because he was doing tons of WooCommerce stuff at the time. In fact, I think he even gave it an excellent rating on here. Where was that in here? Let's bring that one up real quick. Yeah, Marcus, I gave it 4 out of 5, so...
Cool. Yeah, again, I mean, this was just something that for our client's site, I was creating all these little bits of functionality and changing all these little things to kind of customize WooCommerce. I just wanted to put it into all into one place so that the client could, you know, change it themselves and not have to rely on me to do it. So I mean, it does a ton of things. You can add like a cart icon to your site. You can change the product's description, the additional information, the reviews tabs. You can change things on the order notes in the checkout. You can disable or enable categories and tags on the product page. You can add prefix to order numbers. You can disable or enable the breadcrumbs. There's a whole bunch of stuff that it does. And on top of that, there's also a pro version. So if you want to customize the emails that are going out to customers, you can do that. You can also set up admin notifications, depending on what product has been bought. And also you can change the shipping price dependent on the quantity of products that are in the basket or within the order. It's just a kind of useful plugin if you want to have all your kind of WooCommerce customization stuff in the one place.
Gives you a lot more control over all over the stuff that's normally done through back end coding. That's nice.
Yeah. Quite often a developer, if they're working on WooCommerce, you can override the WooCommerce templates, or you can hook into loads of different actions and filters. So this hopefully gives you the option to do it in the back end, without having to get a developer to do that side of things for you.
Yeah. That would be why Marcus gave you a 4 too, is because you have a pro version.
Okay.
when we review a plugin, if it's got a pro version, if we don't do the pro version, it automatically caps it 4.
Okay, fair enough.
So he probably would have given it a 5 if he'd worked with the pro version.
Right.
But I bet he was working with the free version when he reviewed it.
Well, I'd be happy to give you a pro version if you want.
Oh, sure. Send it out, and we'll get it tested for you.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, that's excellent. Yeah, I've only done a few WooCommerce stores this last year, and I hadn't used this one, but I think I will add that to a client's site who's asking me to change things and let them get in there and do it.
Cool. Nice one.
All right. Well, the final one you've got here is the visual sitemap. I actually reviewed another sitemap plugin in yesterday's show. And can you tell me what's the impetus for a sitemap? I know sitemaps aren't all that popular as they used to be, but they seem to be making a comeback again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're quite useful for navigating around the site, but also for SEO as well. It's probably no bad thing to have it on your site. And again, this was just something that I was adding into a client's website. They asked for some sort of visual representation of the pages that were on their website. And I had a quick look in the WordPress plugin repository, and I couldn't find anything that was kind of going to do what I wanted it to do.
Right.
So yeah, I just created the plugin for that. There's the option to choose which pages are shown in the sitemap. You can add in a little font awesome icon if you want, and you can change, like, you know, the colors and you know, that sort of thing. If you want, you can override the style sheets that come with it. So you can change the, you know, amount of columns it displays in, or you can change, you know, anything to do with the style sheet, really. So, yeah, it was just something that I couldn't find in the repository. So I made it for this client's website and then, you know, published it to the repository. I think it was maybe a couple of years ago now. And just been kind of keeping on top of it and updating it every now and again with kind of new bits of functionality.
One of the nice things I see with yours, a little different, is they can add themselves an icon. Is that a limited set of icons, or where do the icons come from?
Well, it's using Font Awesome, which is just a set of web web font icons. So, it's just something that's packaged up with the plugin. So you can choose whether or not you want to have that in there or not. Mm. And then with each page, the plugin adds a little kind of control panel, and you can choose the icon that you want to add in for that particular page, and it will then show up on the sitemap.
Nice. Okay, well, this is the point here where you get to plug your company and how people can contact you.
Our the website is corgdesign.com. Corg is spelled C-O-R-G. So if you're interested in any of the plugins, if you go to that site, there's a list of them there. Hopefully you can download some of the plugins, have a look at them, and if you're interested in the pro version of Woohoo, just head over to the site. And it only costs £9.99, which is in British money, so
yeah,
I don't know what it is in, you know, kind of US or in Canada, but I'd guess maybe about $15 or something.
$15 Canadian, probably about $12-$13 US.
So. Yeah. Hopefully it's not too expensive for people.
No, that's quite affordable for a pro plugin. I see a lot of them priced at $25 to $50. So,
yeah. Hopefully, the price works for people.
Yeah, it's quite a fair price. Hard part is it being in pounds. They gotta, you know, convert some money.
I suppose, yeah.
Everyone's used to paying in U.S. dollars for almost everything they buy online. Every once in a while, I hit a Brit that's got things charged out in pounds. I'm like, really? Good thing I have a pound account in my PayPal.
Okay, right.
So yeah, all right. Well, excellent plugins, and I really do like them. And thanks for coming on the show and talking to us about them and letting us know. Anything else you want to say about your business, company, or anything else?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well, then we'll let you go for that, and we'll get the show up in short order for you. So thanks a lot for appearing on the show.
Much no problem. You're welcome.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Thursday newsletter for more useful information directly to your email inbox. wppluginsa-z.com is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and choose one of the weekly donation levels or make one that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing to the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube. Check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe to us on YouTube or follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA-Z. John can be reached through his website, www.johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Marcus can also be reached through his website at marcuscouch.com or Twitter at marcuscouch. Thanks for watching and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.